I recall quite clearly when the Hartz epidemic started, the first weekend in October. I remember because the semester's initial round of prelims had just ended, and I had survived. Survival was an actual issue for most of the boys on Chamberlain III. We were at college thanks to a variety of scholarships, loans, most including my own, courtesy of the National Education Defense Act, and work-study jobs. It was like riding in a soapbox derby car which had been put together with paste instead of nails, and while our arrangements varied, mostly according to how crafty we were when it came to filling out forms and how diligently our high school guidance counselors had worked for us, there was one hard fact of life. It was summed up by a sampler which hung in the third floor lounge where our marathon hearts tournaments were played. Tony DeLuca's mother made it, told him to hang it someplace where he'd see it every day, and sent him off to college with it. As the fall of 1966 wore out and winter replaced it, Mrs. DeLuca's sampler seemed to glare bigger and brighter with each passing hand, each fall of the bitch, each night I rolled into bed with my textbooks unopened, my notes unstudied, my papers unwritten. Once or twice I even dreamed about it. 2.5. That's what the sampler said in big red crocheted numerals. Mrs. DeLuca understood what it meant, and so did we. If you lived in one of the ordinary dorms, Jacqueline or Dunn or Pease or Chadbourne, you could keep your place in the class of 1970 with a 1.6 average. If that was, Daddy and Mummy continued to pay the bills. This was a state land-grant college, remember. We are not talking about Harvard or Wellesley. For students trying to stagger through on scholarship and loan packages, however, 2.5 was the line drawn in the dust. Score below a 2.5, drop from a C average to a C minus, in other words, and your little soapbox racer was almost certain to fall apart. Be in touch, baby, see ya, as Skip Kirk used to say. I did okay on that first round of prelims, especially for a boy who was almost ill with homesickness. I had never been away from home in my life, except for a single week at basketball camp, from which I returned with a sprained wrist and an odd fungal growth between my toes and under my testes. I was carrying 5 subjects and got B's in everything except freshman English. On that one, I got an A. My instructor, who would later divorce his wife and wind up busking in Sproul Plaza on the Berkeley campus, wrote, "Your example of onomatopoeia is actually quite brilliant," beside one of my answers. I sent that test back home to my mother and father. My mother returned a postcard with one word, "Bravo," scrawled fervently across the back. Remembering that causes an unexpected pang, something actually close to physical pain. It was, I suppose, the last time I dragged home a school paper with a gold star pasted in the corner.